Hello.
Hi, this is Nelson from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
10312.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered? Yes, registered. No, not
yes. Registered. Yes, registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
So the options. Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1965.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, and what is your race? Select all that apply. The options are
white.
Okay. All right, thank you. Now, even though you already gave me the answer, I need to read you the options. So it will be white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin.
White.
Just confirm you said white, right? Thank you. And what is the highest level of high school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Here are the options: Joe Biden, Democrat. Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Definitely vote. Certain to vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
8.
Excuse me?
8.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Here are the options. Strongly agree, somewhat agrees, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Here's the first one. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris
matters a lot.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF?
Matters a little.
Right. The options are matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters somewhat.
Protecting gender equality.
Matters somewhat.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues?
I don't understand. What's the question?
Here are the choices. Yeah. We know people get when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues?
Very likely.
I doubt I will vote. For change, I will vote. So the the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Here are the options. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. Or no chance, I will vote.
Nothing will stop me.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I will probably vote.
Okay, next one.
How much longer is it going to be? How much longer is this going to be? Because I'm very busy. You said it was Hello?
Okay. Yeah, hello, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next one is protecting gender equality. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote on options.